from Luke chapter 19. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem and came in sight of the city, he shed tears over it and said, "If you in your turn had only understood on this day the message of peace, but alas, it is hidden from your eyes. Yes, a time is coming when your enemies will raise fortifications all around you, when they will encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you and the children inside your walls to the ground. They will leave not one stone standing on another within you. And all because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." This passage in Luke is quite a contrast to the enthusiastic crowd around Jesus as he came into Jerusalem. And there's nothing more touching than the sight of tears and sorrow within the midst of rejoicing. It's the tone of the passage is pathetic, and it arouses emotions of pity and anguish and sorrow. But the last sentence of the reading is quite a contrast. It says, "All because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it." This is the challenge, perhaps, of the passage, to take hold of the opportunities offered and grasp them and go with them. Small ones crop up every now and then, major ones less frequently. And perhaps there are ones generally at the international level nowadays. For example, the great tragedy in Paris of a few days ago, and the opportunity the Cardinal of Paris took when he made a statement to the people of Paris. "Faced with the violence of men, may we receive the grace of a firm heart without hatred. May the moderation and temperance and control that has been shown so far be confirmed in the weeks and months to come. Let no one indulge in panic or hatred. We ask that grace be the artisan of peace. We need never despair of peace if we build on justice." Inspiring words from the Cardinal. The challenges for the people and the media of Paris to pick it up, or the bitterness and revenge and hatred will multiply and continue on for ages. But as Nelson Mandela said years ago, we are captains of our own ship. We have the opportunity to make choices. And in the recent encyclical, Pope Francis said, "Yet all is not lost. Human beings, while capable of the worst, are also capable of rising above themselves, choosing again what is good." That's in paragraph 206. So Jesus was weeping there, heartfelt anguish, disappointment, sorrow. What he had hoped for so much had slipped away. And it happens often in life. What we hope for disappears because of some small inattention to what's needed for it. And if we want peace in our hearts, in our society, in our world, we are challenged to pick up the opportunities to make it so that we have the attitude that can build on peace, the peace that Jesus was hoping for in this reading. The first reading for today, if you have your reading there in front of you, is from the book of the Apocalypse, and that hymn that's often sung, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break the seals of it." That's something of the opportunity that the last verse of the Gospel reading was referring to, perhaps. Because you did not recognize your opportunity when God offered it. We are worthy to take the scroll and take the opportunity offered us.